Looking at your KLEM news update, Sioux City police have three suspects in custody following a car theft and robbery late Thursday night at 18th and Grandview that led to a vehicle pursuit through the tri-state area Friday afternoon. Lieutenant Pat Brayfogle of the Sioux City Police Department says detectives spotted the stolen car on the west side when they responded to a possible shooting on the city's west side just before 3 p.m. on Friday.
The car is followed by detectives until it gets to North Sioux, and when North Sioux tried to stop it, it was the first time that a uniformed car got involved to try to stop it. It took off from them.
The pursuit from North Sioux City down Interstate 29 at times reached nearly 100 miles an hour. From there, the suspects went from Iowa into South Sioux City before returning across the Vets Bridge, where their car ran over a police spike strip. The chase ended at 21st and Wall, where the suspects were taken into custody.
We did arrest a male and two females after the pursuit. At this point, investigation is kind of determining that maybe not all three of them were involved last night, and that there might have been other people involved last night that aren't part of the pursuit.
The driver and other suspects were being questioned by detectives, and the investigation of the incidents are continuing. Brayfogle says the pursuit was not related to the shooting victim, 23-year-old Brody Cobbs of Sioux City, who checked himself into a Mercy Medical Center. Cobbs is in a stable condition and told police that a male suspect shot him as he sat in a car after a confrontation near West Second and Leonard. The Ho-Chunk Center will be alive with sounds of auctioneering, holiday music, and Christmas cheer today. It's for the 83rd year of the auction put on by the Ancients and Effervescent Order of the Little Yellow Dog. Polar, a white golden retriever, is this year's choice for the auction to support the Sioux City Journal's Mr. Goodfellow Children's Toy Funds. Senior tail wagger Stu Huff says many people contribute to the Children's Toy Funds knowing that they won't win the dog.
We're blessed also at that auction with a lot of people that will bid and then hand in a check for their bid, though they know they're not buying the dog, and that is added to the money that we raise. We raise approximately $50,000 a year.
Fellow tail wagger Bo Bronger says just being at the auction puts you in the holiday spirit.
You don't have to come down and worry about bidding on anything at all. If you come down there, and the simple camaraderie of the little yellow dog and the feeling you get when you go in there and see all the decorations there at the Ho-Chunk Center that they graciously donate for us to go ahead and use, and it gets you in the Christmas spirit. It sure gets you going for the holidays and makes you feel good after you leave.
The first dog sold for $25 back in 1936. Last year's pup sold for $15,000. A state court judge says he will take up to 60 days to consider arguments in a legal challenge to Iowa's fetal heartbeat law, an abortion bill considered one of the strictest in the country. The law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds in May would prohibit most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law was to take effect July 1st, but a legal challenge by abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Emma Goldman Clinic, halted its implementation. The abortion providers in the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa argued Friday to Judge Michael Huppert that the primary issues in the case have been decided by the Iowa Supreme Court, and they asked the judge to declare the law unconstitutional and end the case without a trial in a summary judgment. The attorney for Reynolds in the state says there are many disputed issues different in this law that must be heard at trial. A Nebraska elementary school principal has been placed on leave after a conservative Christian group threatened legal action over her ban on Christmas and holiday symbols in her school. Elkhorn Public Schools quickly reversed the ban on Santa, candy canes, red and green items, and other Christmas-related symbols after Liberty Council accused the district of hostility toward Christians. The district says Manchester Elementary principal Jennifer Sinclair violated district policy that specifically allows Christmas trees and other seasonal symbols to be displayed. Sinclair apologized to parents in an email on Wednesday. She was placed on administrative leave Thursday and couldn't be reached for comments on Friday. Liberty Council is known for taking up evangelical and anti-gay rights causes. It represented a former Kentucky county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, klem1410.com.